an art catalyst. It's a homemade magnet that has a collage on it, and it represents kind of a turning point in sort of my artistic life. So 8 years ago, my husband and I were friendly with two gallerists who had an apartment gallery. And during the summer, they asked us to put on a 7-hour circus fundraiser for the gallery. And we had no budget, like everything was out of pocket. And but we really believed in the mission of the gallery, so we're like, okay, we're gonna do this. We had like a costume designer, we found artists, we had, we built a stage from wood, and we had to build it a couple times because it took a while to get it right the first time. And we put on a 7-hour circus. It was, I mean, everything that could have gone wrong didn't. We were supposed to rain, like it was supposed to pour all day, and somehow the rains didn't come until the circus was over. And so, as a gift to thank me for this, they gave me this magnet with, that one of them had, the art gallerist created. We have actually a painting that we didn't bring in because it was too big by a really lovely, well, she was in Chicago, she's now in Brooklyn, Julia Clough painting of the circus poster featuring my husband over there. But it wasn't just about putting on, successfully putting on a 7-hour circus. What it showed my husband and I and our friends is that you don't have to be with theater, you don't have to have sort of your traditional institutional backing to do something. So after that point, we started doing historical reenactments throughout Chicago with another fantastic individual. And so it really changed the way that we sort of saw things that you can do. So it really was a catalyst for a new way of thinking about art in Chicago. And go in the Museum of Chicago Art, I think, or Chicago Art History. You know.